Hello and welcome to today's podcast. We're back by popular demand, doing another show of covers, best Beatle covers. We got a good response to the last episode where we came up with some quirky and really great types of cover songs, ranging from Stevie Ray Vaughan to Nina Simone to many others, Aretha Franklin and beyond. And today's list will have some more of the really great solid ones, as well as some more quirky examples or unusual or just flat out awful songs
and flat out duds.
Flat out duds here, yeah.
My friend said more duds. So
duds are always fun.
I'm here to please.
Excellent. Well, so get your playlist ready here, or get your pencil ready to write down this next list. The first one that I'd like to add to our list is by a singer-songwriter who's pretty well known now. He comes from famous parents who were also singers, known mainly for his flamboyance and parodying of Judy Garland and doing all kinds of flamboyant, campy things. But for this song, he was very serious and sang it very heartfelt and earnestly. And this is Rufus Wainwright's version of Across the Universe.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru Deva. Nothing's gonna change my world. 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 Images of broken life.
Yeah, that's a really nice version. He's got such a great voice. That whole family is just full of great musicians, and did this. There's a YouTube video of him. You were talking about him being flamboyant, and there's a YouTube video of him doing a song called "Oh What a World."
Oh yeah,
which
yeah.
if you haven't seen, it's just really great. He does a whole the bad witch melting kind of thing at the end. It's just really. Really sweet, a mix of sweet and hilarious.
Yes.
So,
excellent.
he's a great, great singer, great voice. And from him to another great singer, who we've talked about on this show before, Harry Nilsson.
Oh.
He did a lot of cover songs of Beatles stuff enough that they made a compilation album at one point called Nilsson Sings Beatles. And on the cover of it. It's a picture of the Magical Mystery Tour bus.
Oh, nice.
This originally was from Pandemonium Shadow Show, which was a 1967 album, and it's his a cover version of She's Leaving Home.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more, she goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping
most of our lives,
we give. sunny goodbye.
Yeah, Harry Nilsson has such a beautiful voice and really sensitive, and sings that song really well. I'm struck by the unusual, like, Baroque orchestration on there with the. It sort of sounds like a
lot of interesting percussion.
Strange instruments on that one, yeah. But a very nice version, and always good to hear Harry Nilsson sing anything. All right, from Harry Nilsson and Rufus Wainwright, two really talented, great singers, my next few selections are going to be what I call mismatches, where you have people who might be really great singers or really great musicians who pick songs that just don't fit them very well or just are not the right kind of song for that. The person or the arrangement doesn't work, or something just doesn't work. And so the first one I'm going to give you is a twofer here of the same song. And we heard this song on a previous episode. It was a version of a song done by George Harrison called Something. But now I'm going to give you two versions here by two very, very famous singers. And the first one is Frank Sinatra, who... the famous story, Frank Sinatra called this song the greatest Lennon-McCartney song he'd ever sung or something like that, which of course is ironic because it's not by Lennon or McCartney. So he changed the lyrics where he sang, the middle of the song, the bridge goes, stick around, now it may show. And so you'll hear what he does. He doesn't do that. It's pretty bad. So he says, "You stick around, Jack. It might show," and you'll hear that part. So you'll see what I mean. But just a real mismatch for the song. To go along with that, another, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, also sang Something in a equally weird, badly orchestrated version with this trombone, the bass trombone that's just. Sounds horrible. I don't know what he was thinking here. This was from the early 70s. And just, again, doesn't work. So the mismatch numbers 1 and 2 on the same song. I'll play a clips from each. Starting out with Frank Sinatra's version of Something, and then Elvis Presley following it up back to back.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in her smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in the way she shows me, I don't want to leave her now. You better believe it now. Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in a smile she knows. All I gotta do is think about her. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave it now. You know I believe in how. You're asking me, will I love grow? I don't know. You stick around and it may show. I don't know. Something in the way.
That was a Fat Elvis, right?
It was definitely Fat Elvis. Yeah. So you hang around Jack, it may show.
Oh boy.
Wow. So
yeah, mismatches is right. Both of those are not quite the versions you want to hear, for sure.
No.
Speaking of mismatch, and good singers, really, but. Here's Björk, the Icelandic pop singer Björk, as a child singing in Icelandic.
Oh no!
In her native tongue, the Beatles classic, "Fool on the Hill."
Wow.
So here we go with Björk and her version of "Fool on the Hill." I guess it's a little cute.
Yeah, I like the Icelandic. That's pretty unique.
Yeah. Cute and interesting, but I'm going to write it up as a dud.
That's a dud. How did she put it on
our official score sheet?
That's a dud.
I'm now writing, if you can hear me write. There, D-U-D. Okay.
I'm just curious, how did they even get a recording of that?
I don't know. I guess there's. I guess she was a child singer from back in the day in Iceland, and probably there's lots of her singing in her native tongue.
Oh, well, very interesting. Well, we go from Björk to another person singing a song from the same year, from 1967, singing "Fixing a Hole," and we would be remiss if we didn't discuss the movie Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band from the late 70s, which is almost universally panned and is considered one of the worst movies of all time. And it has a lot of weird people in it singing weird songs, just weirdly. A lot of the Bee Gees are in there, and Steve Martin sings a song. And I think, actually, there were a couple good ones. Isn't that where Earth, Wind, and Fire does Gotta Get You Into My Life, maybe? There's actually a couple good ones.
Yeah.
But I chose this one because it's just too hilarious. This is "Fixing a Hole" sung by George Burns, who you might remember,
my brother,
from the Oh God movies. But this is his cover of "Fixing a Hole."
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm
filling the cracks that ran through the door that kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. See the people standing there who disagree and never win and wonder why they don't get in my door. I'm painting my room in a...
Whoa!
Whoa.
Wow. That was... woo!
I
guess you could call that singing.
He's trying. He's trying.
That's the most singing you could ever imagine out of George Burns.
It is.
What an ill-advised project. I mean, we talked a little bit about another ill-advised project, which we might hear another one from.
Oh.
coming up. But, in fact, I'll play it next. But, what an ill-advised project that Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band movie was, huh?
It was very bad, and especially if you watch the clip of George Burns, he's doing the old soft shoe, walking around with a cigar and his trademark cigar, and dancing. It's just dreadful. I don't know. Yeah, it's so bad. But I give him credit. He tried. At least he hit some of the notes. So you say you've got another one from that wonderful movie?
Actually, I've got another one from another wonderful dud of a movie.
Oh, okay.
Which we talked about in the last one of these we did, All This in World War II.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This film was a musical documentary that juxtaposed Beatles songs done by other people, newsreel footage from World War II, and 20th Century Fox films from the 40s. For no good reason. It's funny, on Wikipedia it says the film starred the Army of the Third Reich, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, Milton Berle, Humphrey Bogart, Neville Chamberlain, Laurel and Hardy, Mussolini,
whoa,
FDR, Stalin, Bob Hope, Adolf Hitler, Clark Gable. You know, it's like, what?
What is that?
Anyway, a little nugget on that album, which a lot of different people, Rod Stewart, David Essex, the Bee Gees, Helen Reddy, Frankie Lane, Status Quo, a lot of different musicians, Ambrosia, were on that album. But one of our favorite Beatle-related musicians has a sort of a double track on the album.
Ooh.
Of a version of With a Little Help from My Friends and Nowhere Man from our good, good, good buddy, Jeff Lynne.
Jeff Lynne.
This is officially Jeff Lynne's first solo project.
Would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. I get by with a little help from my friends. Ooh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry you to be alone?
How do I...
Wow, what a segue on that one. It has all the traits of things that you love so much about Jeff Lynne. The overproduction, the pretentious nature of it. I don't know. What's he thinking?
Here's the thing that's always bothered me about Jeff Lynne. Is he's a great singer.
Yeah.
If he would just simply take songs and sing them. They're on the album, ELO's album El Dorado, there are a couple vocal performances on that album that are just absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And he just has to overdo it's like, yeah, let's get 20,000. Hey guys, hey mates, I want some more orchestra. Let's get a third orchestra in here. We'll record it. They'll fight each other over, you know, this thing, and we'll put some drums on it, and I'll sing it, and then we'll go in. And let's put, instead of just doing one song, like, I could just do with a little help from my friends, but instead of just doing that one, I'm going to throw Noah Man at the end of it. You won't even see it coming. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I bet that's how it happened, actually.
Exactly. That was a recording of Jeff Lynne.
That was him talking about it. Wow. Yeah, no segue whatsoever.
Yeah. Wow. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think after those last couple ones we've had, it's time for a redeeming version here. So, speaking of really great voices here, my next choice is somebody who's known for singing that song that you just played, actually. It was his most famous cover, and it was used in the movie or the TV show The Wonder Years, but I'm not going to play that version because that's everybody knows that one. But I'm going to play his other really famous or maybe not as famous but great cover song of She Came In Through the Bathroom Window. This is Joe Cocker.
She came in through the bathroom window. She came in through the bathroom window. Just knew what I could not say.
Yeah, that's terrific. That's both that and his With a Little Help from My Friends are just terrific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's better to hear than to see.
Oh, that's yeah, for sure.
Because he does that sticking his stomach out and doing a weird kind of like he's playing keyboards on his shoulders or something. And he's usually wearing the dirtiest shirt he could find. but he's got such a good voice.
That's like, you know, you nailed it, because the clip I was just looking at was him live in 1970, and he is wearing a real ratty t-shirt, and he's doing the keyboard on his chest thing. It looks great. So, excellent song. So, we're going to do a couple more, and then we'll wrap it up here. So, what's your next choice following Joe Cocker?
My next one is from a band called Low. They are an indie rock group from Duluth, Minnesota that I've enjoyed for many, many, many years. They do a dumb way to, you know, I hate these, how they always have to give music a sort of like a name, and they call them slowcore, because they play very slow tempoed minimalist arrangements, but I love all their music, and they were a perfect band to cover the song Long, Long, Long. And this is a great version of it, and the lead singer sounds really good on it. This is from their Rarities compilation called A Lifetime of Temporary Relief. It's long, long, long.
It's been a long, long, long time. How could I ever have lost you?
Version, it seems to fit the song Long, Long, Long very well. Gives it that soft treatment that it needs.
Yeah, if you like that, I'd really check out Low, a couple of their albums, including Long Division, and their most recent one, Come On, are really great. And they also have a Christmas EP with a couple of great Christmas tracks on it. So,
oh, nice.
I'd check them out if you liked that.
Yeah, well, that was beautiful. And I know Long, Long, Long is your favorite Beatles song. And so to continue the favorite Beatles song trend here, you remember mine is Rain from previous podcast. And so I want to play you a version of Rain by U2. And I'm not a huge U2 fan, but they do a great version of this, and they used to play it a lot when it would rain at their concerts, funny enough. And so it's actually a pretty good version, and I think you'll like the version of Rain from U2.
Yeah, U2 there. Pretty spirited version of Rain. That's not too bad. Kind of a surprise.
Yeah, very much so.
Now, the next one I'm going to play, Dave, is from a jazz composer and pianist, and he has recorded over 80 albums.
Wow, that's amazing.
Just an incredible amount of work this guy's done. He's done so many Beatles cover tunes, actually, that he did one album full of cover tunes specifically from the White Album.
Whoa.
And it's called Mother Nature's Son. And it's sort of easy, funky jazz sounding. And the guy's name's Ramsey Lewis. He won some gold records and, you know, some Grammys and stuff like that. This whole album has sort of a weird feel to it. They usually start with about a 30-second to a minute kind of weird, strange-sounding groove happening, and then it comes in with sort of just a kind of easy-listening piano-type version of the song. So here's Cry Baby Cry.
All right.
From Ramsey Lewis.
Well, that's great. I especially love the Rhodes. Playing it on the Fender Rhodes just fits that song perfectly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool, and they get the guitar in the background. It's really deep. It's just really, I'm going to have to listen to more of that thing. I was listening to Rocky Raccoon from that earlier, which is also similarly sort of funky. So pretty good. Ramsey Lewis.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, my last choice for this episode, and, you know, we're just sampling the wares here. There are so many different songs you could pick for Beatle covers. There's literally hundreds and maybe thousands of them out there, so we're just picking a few to get you started. But no list of cover songs would be complete without this one. And it's a classic here, sung by Captain Kirk from Star Trek. This is William Shatner, who does a stirring version of Mr. Tambourine Man on a different recording as well. It's on the same album called The Transformed Man. And
yes,
this is his unique cover of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which made a lot of heads turn and wonder what was going on with this one. But here's William Shatner.
Now, here's a warning before you heard this too. The first time I heard this, I was driving, and I nearly wrecked my car from laughing at it. So if you're driving, be careful. Maybe you want to pause, pull over, and then listen to it if you've never heard it.
This is a winner. So here it comes, complete with the Salvation Army chorus that sings it here. Check it out.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. The girl with a sun in her eyes, and she's gone.
What's so strange is that album, that whole album is so crazy and insane, and you wonder how it got made and for what reason it got made.
And why, right?
and then years and years and years and years later, Ben Folds, actually, who we also heard from. In one of his cover songs in the last episode, recorded an album with him a couple years ago called Has Been, and he's kind of doing the same thing where he's doing spoken word, but it sounds great, and it's really good songs and really great sort of So it's just the way he did it and the choices he made.
Oof.
A girl.
He's very dramatic.
With the lock in his spine.
It's very dramatic.
Oh, so dramatic, so hilarious,
yeah,
so over the top. How does one end this show? I can only think of one way, and that's with Leslie Sebastian Charles, better known as Billy Ocean.
Ooh, the Billy Ocean.
The Billy Ocean. You know him from his hit songs Caribbean Queen.
Caribbean Queen?
And
Yeah. And what's that one? Get out of my car, get into something like that.
Get out of my dreams, get into my car.
That's right. That's right.
Four notches from number 16.
Yeah.
And suddenly, you wake up, you're in love, suddenly.
Yeah, he had a lot of hits.
Well, here's his version of a Beatles song. I'm not going to say what it is because the intro of this is so bizarre. And it's such a treat when you realize what the song is that he's going into. So we'll finish this song with Billy Ocean's cover version of a song off of Let It Be. That'll be our big closer. for this episode. So this was a lot of fun. Maybe we'll do another one in the future that where we feature some solo songs from the Beatles being covered. But here it is with Billy Ocean.
And definitely let us know if you like these songs, or if you have other suggestions, or want to challenge us on some of these. We're happy to hear more of your favorites as well. So I'm pretty excited for this one. So take it away with Billy Ocean.
Baby, don't leave me waiting here. Lead me to your door. Oh, yeah. Oh, the long and winding road your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door, the wild and windy night, that the rain washed away has left a